You're live on Purple Haze Radio. Cannabis Lifestyle Radio.
Good morning, everybody. And it's an early 4:20 in the morning, but you know how I like to get up for you motherfuckers out there, getting in your cars on the East Coast, getting ready, driving to work, getting up, ready for wake and bake. You guys are going to enjoy baking with us today. We have an awesome guest today. We got one of my boys here from Alex Gray, owns the exclusive rights to the Alex Gray cannabis line. You might ask yourself, who is that? And we're definitely going to get into it. My buddy Parker, and Parker makes some of the dankest, what we call sauce, in California. We're talking about some award-winning shit that we're going to get to dab out and enjoy today. Thank you guys. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent, Andrew. Thanks for having us.
And then we have also another guest.
This is Lauren.
Say your shout out, Lauren. How are you doing today? And Lauren is also a cannabis chef, I believe, right? So we got the triple threat here today. We got three people on here to shout out, cook, hang out, do some oil, do some dabs. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent.
Couldn't be better.
What are you guys smoking on? I see Parker's got something. He's rolling some shit up already. He's like, I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I got my shit already rolled.
Yeah, I'm on joint number two, actually, already. We started out the session with the Russian Assassin Boys, Hardcore OG.
Okay.
Infamous L.A. OG, you know, that's been around since the late 90s. Props to my boy.
Oh, man.
Jan Schmidt. Free Jan.
Oh, free Jan.
Free Jan.
So Russian. See, that shit just sounds good. See, and everybody who doesn't even know that much about weed, you're thinking to yourself, what the fuck are they talking about? Are they talking about vodka? Are they talking about smoke? No, we're talking about cannabis. And we're talking about a strain of cannabis that probably comes from a Russian region. Or no? Or
is that just... It's just, the group of homies that had it. They're all Russian.
Okay.
And they kept it tight on lock, right. for quite some time.
Russian growers in the motherfucking house. Shout out to our Russian growers out there. How you guys doing? What are you smoking on? You smoking on some oil? You smoking on some wax? Are you rolling up a joint? What are you guys doing today? Let us know for sure. And why don't you talk a little bit about... Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what got you into the... manifestation of working with such a beautiful couple of Alex and Allison Gray.
Well, first a little bit about myself. I've been involved with cannabis my entire adult life. This is all I've ever really done. I've done everything from growing the plant to extracting the plant to selling cannabis to promoting it and working with the plant in any way that I can.
So having that experience, you know, I've had a couple of growers and different breeders. We shout out to original breeders that we had over here in the last episode, and they had some cool bud that they brought out for us. And
Jimmy,
how would you explain to someone listening who really doesn't know that much about cannabis, and they're like, you know, in these recreational states, you got California, you got Washington, you got Oregon, you got Massachusetts, and most of these states allow you to, doesn't matter whether you're a patient or not, you live in a recreational, means it's like legal. To a sense, if you're over 21, you can grow, and you can grow six plants. So if someone never, like, ever, you know, knew how to grow, like, man, this could be some difficult shit, but they know they have the right to do six, right?
Right.
What would be your advice? Like, what do they do if they had to go to Home Depot, go to Lowe's? Like, what would you say, like, as a starter thing for beginners, literally, that are, like, listening? Millions of people out there driving their cars are like, shit, I always wanted to do that shit. I can't be a master dude like this guy. But, hey, could I even do it?
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Sure could do it. My advice would be keep it simple. Don't get too complicated with it, especially when you're first starting out. And grow organic, especially if you're just growing to smoke yourself.
Okay.
And you're not, you know, fixated on getting the biggest yield to sell it.
What does that mean? When, you know, because people know organic produce.
Mm-hmm.
But when you start hearing, like, people don't even know about growing, like, what is organic growing? Explain to someone so they actually know.
Well, the basic premise is you don't use anything involved in the growing of your plant that isn't organic. And there's it's called OMRI listing, OMRI. And all the products that you buy in the store that are certified organic by OMRI, which is a group that certifies organic stuff.
Any nutrients when people go buy nutrients.
Right.
Now, is that just at Home Depot, or is it when it's in a hydroponic shop? Like, do regular things have that listing, let's say?
Yeah, the stuff in Home Depot does, but you're not going to get the selection that's going to be specific to cannabis that you would get in your local indoor garden
center. Okay, so your advice is that's not really where you would go.
No.
So if you were to go, what would be your advice then?
Yeah, to an indoor garden supply or somewhere that's more tailored towards cannabis growing. In all the legal states, you're going to find those.
Okay, so you're talking about when you see those big signs that say hydroponics or things like that, you would say that those are the best places. Go into there because they'll have more of a unique selection around you wanting to grow cannabis.
Yes, true. That's correct.
Yeah, there's
and some knowledge, hopefully.
Yeah, you always want the knowledge first and foremost. And, you know, there's a lot of different online companies that you can just order direct with your equipment, or you can order that, you know, on if you're going to pay retail prices, but you might get a better deal at your local grow shop. And it's always good to support your local grow shop.
So try to look for your local grow shop. And usually those guys are pretty cool. You know, you could go in there, you know, they could tell when you're starting out, they got little starter packages and shit, but even when they go in there, just like going into a cannabis shop, it can be fucking overwhelming, right? You all of a sudden see, like, Bloom this, that, all these. I mean, you walk into a hydro shop, there's, like, probably 100 different fucking liquid nutrients, and, like, you get overwhelmed. Like, what does somebody do? Like,
well, as Adam said, you know, you want to keep it simple. And, you know, the main company that we've, you know, endorsed and gone with over the last, you know, 10, 15 years is Brian from Vital Garden Supply, and
word to that.
Shout out to Vital's Garden Supply.
Vital Garden Supply is based in Grass Valley in Nevada City, in Northern California, about 40 minutes east of Sacramento.
Shout out to the growers in Northern California.
You can check out their stuff at vitalgardensupply.com, and they have a slew of you know, great product line. Built for the novice grower, the expert grower, and what I love about Vital is they give their entire recipe for, you know, anywhere from 1 to 72 days and flower and bloom, you know, from the veg cycle, everything that you need step by step, and they list all the products that you need to feed your plants every day, so you get a clean regimen. You know how to flush your plants properly, and you know, if you, the only thing they're missing is the cure process on the end of it.
So, yeah, which is a key, definitely key to growing. So, on the Wake and Bake show, while all these guys are driving in, I always kind of just, because we're a radio station, we can play any music. So, I'm going to ask each one of your guys during the cast, when you're waking and baking, you get up in the morning, Parker, what is a song that you put in the background that you would jam to? Anything you could pick out.
No, usually I got to give props to Be Real and Sendog on the Cypress Hill tip. I've always rocked, you know, their music since day one. And, you know, Hits from the Bong is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Yeah, we got to hit that one up. 39,968,940 listens on Spotty. Wow. Let's do some dabbing. I know you. Come on, Jet. Let's dab it up.
Let's do it.
Some saucy loveliness.
Some of this sauce from Parker here.
So Parker brought these big, delicious, unbelievably great vials of sauce that on Facebook Live you guys will get to enjoy. But I'm definitely going to enjoy them. I always love when I have all these great. Oh my God! You smell this stuff. It's just like. Phew. Woo! I just inhaled some good shit right there.
Yeah, the reason we use all the Vital Garden Supply is the terpene profiles. You know, the organics definitely bring out the terpene profiles, and that's what, you know, we're mainly growing for, making the sauce, and you know, doing our regimen perfectly at that time to, you know, pull the plant, you know, at the exact timing, because that's key to not let the glands go overboard.
Let's just. In a definitive sense, you gotta understand, there's so many people that don't even know what they're like. This is foreign language to us. What the fuck is sauce? Like, explain. Even people don't even know what hash oil is, really. I mean, they smoke this shit in their pens. They don't realize that it's diluted in different various things. People don't even know what the fuck we're even talking about. What is this oil? It's Let's talk about what oil is. What is hash oil? What is cannabis?
Hash oil has evolved, you know, from, you know, the early regimens. You know, it dates back you know, centuries at this point. So, you know, people were making different versions of hash oil in, you know, the 1500s, the 1600s, 1700s. It's all evolved, you know. And
you think that they never had even anything close to this
at all? They didn't have butane, you know. They didn't have, you know, different chemicals to be able to extract the terpenes out of it and to be able to get that consistency.
So I happened to be there when sauce was invented in the modern age. My friend Bruce from Southern Humboldt Concentrate. Sauce heads out there know what's up. No, Bruce is the man.
Bruce is the man.
And you can go on his Instagram and see the day when he posted the picture and said, I'm going to call this sauce.
And Graham.
Yeah. Well, Graham's his brother. He's the grower. So this is the deal.
What was the year? Let's break this down to all the, you know, people who are interested in the history of the sauce.
No, this was last year. Well, real sauce. You have a lot of people doing like diamonds in the sauce and stuff, and that's basically the old holy water tech, and it's different from what is actually was first called sauce. The first sauce and what is truly sauce, like you get from Royal Key Organics from Josh or Bruce's stuff, or the real deal sauces. So there's a few other guys. Critical makes some real sauce. Okay, and
Fieldsy,
and many of us have discussed this, and this is the deal.
What we're talking about is cannabis oil that's in its probably finest caliber, let's say. Okay, and when you go into dispensaries here in California and other states, something of that sauce, what would be the retail price, not even including the tax that you would pay for being a tourist, but just to give you an idea of how, you know, how expensive it is?
Anywhere from, you know, $60 to $180, you know, depending on the consistency and how much the quality is.
For retail, for some of the top echelon stuff that I feel very blessed is here today.
Right.
So let's smoke some of this shit.
Yeah,
you got
please.
The torchy, you got a little knifey. Let's do it. You pass it over to me. I'll hit that shit for sure. I'm down. And then, hey, Spencer, we have our intern always getting up early for us and stuff. Go get my Death Star piece with the little thingy house. We gotta hit shit properly when it's got good sauce. Bring at least my little Wandy and bring him out here to hang out with us today.
So, true sauce is a live resin extraction, and what that means is the plants are frozen, preferably within an hour of harvest.
Right away. Yeah, and that's always been the best bubble hash, too.
Mm-hmm. True.
Absolutely.
Right. Yep. And so then they take that frozen material and extract it and do a hydrocarbon extraction, which is butane, propane, a mix of the two, most likely. And everything's done really cold. And sauce is all about the material. You can run the same process on even the same strain grown by different growers, and you're going to get different results because it's really a true reflection of the starting material, more so, I think, than any other method for extraction.
True.
So let me ask you, what song will you wake and bake to this morning with us?
This morning I got up to Tom Petty's I Won't Back Down.
Hell yeah.
I'm kind of a big mantra song person in the morning.
And he passed away last year, so props to the man who had a really great impact on, fuck man, so many people around this world for so long.
He still is.
Yeah, his spirit, just like Jimmy, God bless them both, are probably up there jamming like motherfuckers, that's for sure. Chilling out, smoking some fatties. So let's do obviously
that's the truth.
We got the top. Which what did you say you were jamming to? Which one?
Won't Back Down.
Won't Back Down. All right, so let's do that. Let's see.
Yo, this Queen Bee that Jimmy left from original Breeders League. That's definitely fire.
Yeah, it's real tasty. What would you say the flavor profile of this would be?
I mean, that's like you know, an old school Valley OG crossed with a pure African Congolese, the Queen Mother. So he bred that. He's my land partner. You know, we've done a lot of projects together.
Are we talking about just like we said before, the Russians? Were they Russian guys? This time, is it actually African Congo strain?
Yeah, this is an actual landrace African Congolese strain that...
Yeah, so it was a genetics from Africa, right?
Yes.
Someone brought over from the Congo, which if we all know, is not safe. Not a place you're rolling. That's where all the diamonds are. That's where the motherfuckers are with shotguns and machetes and this. And this is not a place you want to go to visit, even if you go on your wonderful African safari vacation. You might want to avoid the conga.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, Jimmy chefed in Spain for like 7 years and met up with Mario from Delicatessen and Jaime from Resin Seeds, and then acquired all these different strains between the three of them. They've been doing a lot of breeding together to make, you know, better strains. And then when Jimmy and I met up in 2011, we decided to get some farms in Calaveras County and started doing some breeding projects, him doing all the breeding and I do more of the selecting and branding. And together we've, you know, done a lot of cool projects, and props to him.
Yeah, that's awesome. So if you wanted to give a little shout out to anybody, who you want to give a shout out to?
I'm gonna give a shout out to to all my original homies that held it down in Utah. That's where I'm from originally, and we're growing in the late '90s. You know, risking everything, 5-year sentences, and you know they definitely did their thing. And you know, props to all of them with all the strains we had back in the day. And all my Canadian homies, and you know, everybody that it was definitely revolutionary in this movement, and you know, did their thing and didn't back down.
Hey, Lauren, on that was, I like how you did that. That was fucking smooth, right? What about you? You have a shout out? Anybody you want to shout out to?
I'd like to give a shout out to my business partner Leslie in New York. We are launching some books this week, including CBD, how to add plant medicine into food. The cookbooks are called Rooted with Love, and we're trying to just bring love back into our hands with food and cannabis.
Hell yeah, food and cannabis. Now, tell everybody a little bit about what you do. You do a little chefing with the cannabis?
So I've been a private chef for the last 7 years. I was based in Manhattan and moved out to California a year ago.
Okay.
Where I started really incorporating plant medicine deeper into my healing work.
Born in the East and raised in the West now,
exactly.
Huh?
Exactly, yeah.
And how are you liking the Cali lifestyle? Different, a lot different than New York, right?
My soul family is here.
I grew up in New York myself. Spent most of my life, graduated high school and a little bit of college on the East Coast. So I know definitely such a big, big dramatic difference in climate, this, just everything. But, you know, just like Biggie said, he was born in the East, rest in the West. I definitely enjoy being here in the Sunset Strip in West Hollywood. And I hope you guys are enjoying the Wake and Bake show and what you guys are doing. Just always look forward to all the great things we have at Purple Haze Radio. We got 27 zones of music. We got live concerts, cannabis shows. Definitely enjoy you guys tuning in and enjoying the cannabis lifestyle radio station we got going on here and at the Wake and Bake show. So let's talk a little bit about Alex and Allison, and then what song would you Wake and Bake to? What's your group? What do you
probably
got?
A little Bob Marley, some positive vibrations.
All right, so let's get some positive vibrations going here. Positive vibration. Make that happen. Absolutely. Let's smoke it up. Let's do it. I got this now. I got my, now I have the proper piece that we need to smoke on. So I have my little Death Star piece. Shout out to my boys over at Death Star and to all the great glass blowers that are making their great pieces out there and doing their things. Let's get a little good positive vibrations for you guys this morning. Thank you guys for being on with us.
Yeah, I'd like to shout out all the warriors and the veterans, absolutely. The cannabis activists, the drug war veterans, and the veterans in the military that are out there trying to get their medicine.
Yeah, now this
people
is
like Sean Kiernan.
Yeah, so this is fucked up because I was saying this. I mentioned this on one of my other casts, and it's interesting that you said this, and it shows how things like come up over and over again because it just so many people are thinking about it. Is how is someone that gets to go, that goes in the military, says, I'm going to fight for this country, I'm going to go abroad, I'm going to risk my life, I'm going to leave my family, I'm going to do this because I believe in defending what my family and everybody is here to sit and smoke weed and enjoy and everything else. And then when they come back and their sidearm is like probably the most important thing I could imagine on the planet, like what they had to keep them from dying, you know, in the United States of America, the federal government says if you're a cannabis patient or if you're a veteran and say you smoke weed or you're a patient, you have to give up your sidearm. Like, how wrong is that?
I mean, based on what statistics that cannabis has anything to do with gun violence? I'd love to see those. I mean, now, you want to talk alcohol and pharmaceuticals in relation to gun violence, and there's hard statistics on that that show that both increase the likelihood of that happening. It's complete insanity.
Horrible. Horrible.
Yeah, we should just do away with guns altogether.
If we could do that, that would be great.
It's good to protect yourself, you know. Whatever happened to the switchblade, man?
Live by the door, sword, die by the sword, right?
That's a Slayer lyric right there. Props to Tom Araya from Slayer.
Hell yeah, props to him for sure. Here, if you want to get that in your little song. You can either torch it up or do this. If you want to do more temperature controlled, and then we have the little hourglass thing you can flip over. Oh, it's always explain also the importance of, like, people don't understand about when you hit oil that you hit it too soon.
You got to hit it at the right temperature, you know, because if you hit it too hot, then it's going to fry your lungs. Literally, keyword fry.
Literally. So
you want to hit it on a minute. I always let it go to at least like 55 seconds to a minute.
Or a minute and a half if you got a thick nail. Exactly. You got to gauge it. Yeah. You want it low.
So if you have it in Ian nail, you want it as low as it could be pretty much, or no?
It depends on whether you got quartz direct or you got metal. But something like this, 480 to 520.
Okay,
depending.
Look at that. Mm-hmm. 480 to 520 if you have a metal nail using on your oil rigs.
And you got a quartz insert, usually it's 100 degrees higher because that's the drop-off.
And then when you're just torching it up like a motherfucker and you're like a stoner who don't have no crazy e-nails and shit, and you see that thing glowing fucking red hot.
From the time it's red hot, hit it on a minute on your timer on your phone, and then let it go down to zero, you know, and then you'll get a good dab every time.
Okay, so that's good fucking advice right there. So all you guys hitting oil or trying it for the first time, when you see that shit heat up before you go and hit the cannabis oil and hit it on it, hit a little timer on your clock for a minute. And then after that, you know that's at least cool. Anything prior to that, you're going to get really a harsh hit. So why waste that oil that's worth a lot of money, you know, and took a lot of love probably to make too.
And the other thing is, like, you know, a lot of people you'll see are glorifying taking these 1 gram dabs, and, you know, don't feel like you got to be up to that to be in the cool kid table or whatever it is, because, you know, you can preserve your lungs a little bit and just, you know, take what you need. You know, don't go too big because otherwise you're going to cough your brains out.
Yeah, exactly. If you go too hot, you kill all your terpenes, which are all your flavor, which is what you're spending all the money on your expensive extracts to get.
Yeah.
So by low temp dabbing, you're getting all that. This, kind of the science behind that is terpenes boil at a lower temperature than cannabinoids. So by going too hot, you evaporate them before you can even get them into your lungs. Exactly. So going low, you get to experience what it is you're paying for. So don't waste your money and smoke low temp.
Yeah, at least it's not just like, oh, I'm just doing it to get fucked up. I mean, but you could just do it that. But at least appreciate that if you do it use some of these techniques, you're going to get the best experience out of enjoying the cannabis and the medicine that you're taking. So if you're on the run, maybe you can't wait a minute. Maybe you shouldn't do a hit like that. Then smoke some herb. Roll up a joint. Hit a pipe real quick.
Whatever your preference is.
Whatever your preference is, that's for sure. And let's talk again a little bit. Obviously, along with the whole cannabis lifestyle, you can't take away the beautiful just works. And those that don't know Alex and Allison Gray, check out Alex's stuff. And I know lots of people have seen it on Facebook, the different art that they do. It's done like with a matter of geometrics to it, right? How do you explain it? Like, if you really want to break down
sacred geometry.
Exactly. Alex's work is very spiritual in nature, definitely. And then you know, a lot of the images have paintings of human
what
body.
Is to those that have no idea, like, what is sacred geometry? I have no idea what the fuck that is. what is to the millenniums who don't even get, they're like, what secret? These pot smokers, are they just making shit up? What is that?
To all you millennials, Google it.
Yeah. All right. Well, what is it though? Let's talk about it.
It's it's different, like octagons or squares or, you know, whatever the circles are. They're all kind of interlayered between each other and then have different geometric shapes that form a divine emblem, so to say, that you can look at it like an icon.
It's based on mathematics.
Yeah.
It's like when you look through a kaleidoscope in a way and there's this automatic pattern or image that forms based on a graphical or mathematical image. But this is something that's tapped into the spiritual. So It's almost like they took science and spirit and they crossed it into art, which I think is very cool.
And religion, you know, Alex draws from all the major religions. I would say he's very multi-denominational,
which is great,
in his view of things. And so you'll notice throughout the work that there's a nod to all the major religions. And if you go to one of their full moon ceremonies also, they normally have some representative of each of the major religions speak.
A full moon ceremony. Now that sounds pretty interesting. What is a full moon ceremony?
So they actually have a church, the Chapel of Sacred Mirrors, and it's
and this is located where?
This is in upstate New York.
Okay.
It's in Wappingers Falls, probably about an hour and a half north.
Wappingers Falls is
up on
shit.
The Hudson up there.
I grew up in Mayapack. Shout out to all my motherfuckers in Mayapack.
Okay.
We were at Mayapack High School, driving up on the 6 on the Taconic, and we passed Wappingers Falls.
Yep. You can take the train up.
Hudson. Hell yeah.
Who got packs in Mayapack?
Yeah.
So they have a nice little...
That's hilarious.
Nice little bed and breakfast there.
That's funny shit, dude. That's hilarious. I love it. That's great. That's some good shit right there. It's a beautiful area, too.
Yeah.
A great place to have a very sacred and nice, and it's like a church. So, and people go there weekly, or what's the...
So there's a monthly full moon ceremony party. Then they have major parties on the equinox and solstice and Halloween.
And is there a lot of cool performance art and things, or what exactly goes on during, let's say, something like that?
The full moon ceremonies are usually some acoustic music, live painting, and... Various people speak, and they just kind of have a gathering of everyone. And then the parties, which there's 5 a year, the solstices, the equinox, and Halloween, those have DJs and light shows.
And like fire spinners.
Right, and all that cool stuff.
That's tight. Yeah. And does everybody kind of dress up like at those events and stuff, or what is it like?
It's a lot like your basic EDM community type event.
Okay.
I would say.
Okay. Yeah. That's cool. Mm-hmm. That's cool with the whole art integrated with it.
Right. With the art.
And a religious spirit.
Mm-hmm. And that too. And they have their website, cosm.org. And that's a great place to go and learn more about Alex
and Allison. For sure, check that out. And definitely just Google Alex Gray. You're going to see a shit pop up and you're going to be like, oh yeah, I've shared that on my Facebook page. Or
G-R-E-Y.
I like that. Yeah, G-R-E-Y.
And hit the images and you'll go, oh yeah, that guy.
Oh yeah, that guy. And then, Lauren, since it's a Wake and Bake show, if you wanted to give our Wakers and Bakers a quick little, I can whip out of the fridge real quick and make myself a little wake and bake breakfast, what would it be, and what would you as a chef like tell them is the recipe and quick thing they could do?
So that's funny, Parker and I were just talking about one of my recipes that's coming out in my cookbook. It's for a chia seed pudding. Super easy.
Okay.
You can make cannabis it the night before.
Chia seed pudding. Oh, I like that.
And if you're stoned, you could do this.
But explain it. Let's do it.
You're going to take a banana and you're going to mash it up.
Okay, banana. Now, is it a one that's like gotten more black because it's sweet? Are we talking just fresh banana? Are we talking green banana?
I would
banana?
Go with one that's a little sweeter.
Okay.
You know, that way it's sweetness. Easy to mash.
Oh, yeah.
You know, just push that into like, get a mason jar.
Mason jar, banana.
Mash it up.
We're stoners. What else do we need? We need
the ingredients. So then you're going to get some chia seeds.
Chia seeds.
You're going to put like 2 tablespoons of chia seeds in that jar.
Okay. Ready?
And then you're going to add some cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
A little maple syrup.
Maple syrup.
And a cup of almond milk.
Okay.
You're going to seal the jar.
I think. And seal the jar.
Shake it.
And put it in the fridge.
And then when you wake up,
yep.
You're going to eat that shit.
Oh, shit. Where was the cannabis stuff?
Well, you can add CBD. You can add cannabis. Like, whatever feels good.
But how much do
you
add to that?
Well,
you know, like,
for me, I like to just add a little CBD tincture in the morning. Just a few milligrams. Nothing too crazy.
Drop a couple into that bad boy. Now, do you do that after, or do you do it in it and then put it overnight?
I would do that in it overnight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let it really soak in there.
And you said the almond milk, the cinnamon. So that was like a type of flavor, right? That mm-hmm. was kind of like a vanilla-y type thing. What if somebody wanted to like mix it up? Add a little chocolatey thyme or like make it more a different flavor.
Well, the beautiful thing is it's just like a nice base and you could really go in and add anything you want.
Okay.
Sometimes I'll add some like chopped apples on top. You could add any toppings, whatever really feels good to you.
You wanna hit the bong or anything, my man? Or you wanna smoke?
I'm ready for a dab. I just smoked a couple joints.
Here you go.
If you want to hit the torch and do it that style, you can if you want. We got a great pen. Explain that what you.
Yeah, let's talk about the super oil.
So this is our super oil. This is our flagship product that we'll be launching here very soon. We won a variety of awards over the past year and a half with it. Most recently, we took fourth place in distillate at the Emerald Cup.
Yeah. Now explain to people. What is the Emerald Cup? It's an event that happens, I believe, in Northern California, right, for a couple of days?
Yes, the Emerald Cup is
in December
every year in Santa Rosa.
And how many people show up? Like 20,000?
They sell it out.
A lot of people, right? A lot of motherfuckers show up. And then everybody gets to smoke weed and there's vendors, right?
Right. It's your cannabis cup setup. There's booths and vendors and speakers and all the stuff you find at most of your cannabis events. But it's a very prestigious event over the year. It's a NorCal event, very competitive. So to get fourth place in that event, we were very honored.
So what category did you enter?
In the distillate category.
And how many entries would you say there were competing against you?
I would say there were at least 30 or 40, maybe more. There's quite a few.
And can you imagine if you were the judge? Did you get to smoke 30? And what do you get, what does each judge get? Like a gram or something?
Yeah, I think they get 2 half-gram cartridges. So yeah,
yeah.
If you smoke it all to the end, that's a lot.
You got a gram. So you got a gram. And you get like 30 or 40 grams. Now, if you were buying that shit in the shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
$80. That's a lot. That's like $2,000-$3,000 worth of fucking free oil. If you're a judge, props to all you lucky motherfucking judges. They're the Emerald Cup. I am jealous of who the fuck you are, that's for sure.
Right.
Props to Tim Blake for putting the whole thing on.
Yeah, definitely.
Exactly.
That event has grown into quite a good event. We had an excellent time this year. Everything went off really smooth. And from our perspective as a vendor, we were very happy with
it. Yeah, I heard everybody had a great time at it. I heard that it was a lot of fun. And I heard they built the stage pretty cool, didn't they? Like, I heard it was done really well, right? And
mm-hmm.
and they had a few performances. Who played?
The Roots. The Roots were the shit.
Shout out to the Roots.
Yeah, Black Thought. The whole Roots crew from Philly, they threw down. Yeah.
And they've been around for a while, man. How long have the Roots been jamming for?
Oh, geez, in the game. Like 30 years now or something ridiculous.
Let's get some of the Roots.
Yeah, let's listen to some Roots, man.
Roots.
Black Thought did a freestyle about a month ago that he put on.
So Seed 2.0, 46 million.
Yeah, one of the wake-up shows or something, but ridiculous freestyle. Guy's mad talented.
So yeah, our super oil, it's a blend of pure cannabis distillate and live terpenes. Terpenes are the molecules that give cannabis its flavor and its smell. So basically, it's a very simple process, but makes it very versatile. We call it super oil because you can put it in a pen and vape it, you can dab it, you can eat it, you can rub it on your skin. It does all four things that you could need it for. You can also put it in a joint and roll a joint up with it. It's a very versatile concentrate.
That's cool. That's real cool. It's been such a great show having you guys on. We have a few more minutes on, so let's
thanks,
also
Andrew.
Hey, if you guys have any, let's do a little shout out to your Instagrams. Anything you got going on? Let's start with you, my man, and work way down, and everybody give a little shout out about that for sure.
Yeah, our Instagram is at Higher Vision Cannabis, and we soon to be launching in the next 30 days on the Ease platform on the Fire Menu.
Okay,
so you'll find our super oil there.
And then Ease is a delivery service all throughout California that was started up by Snoop and a bunch of very ingenious entrepreneurial cats for sure. Mm-hmm. Any more? Do you shout out to any Instagrams or anything else you wanna?
Not me.
Yeah.
My Instagram is at Hint of Greens. You could find me there, and also at Rooted with Love.
At Rooted with Love. I like that. I love all these different things. And then also, when you get a chance, you always get on Purple Haze Properties on Instagram. Check out Purple Haze Radio, Purple Haze Properties on Facebook. And then you can always check out purplehaze-radio.com. Parker, give a shout out. Your Instagram, let everybody know what's going down with you.
So I'm a weirdo and I don't have any social media.
But he makes the dankest shit ever. So you know what? Give a shout out to whoever the fuck you want to shout out to.
Y'all give shouts out, you know, to my land partner, Jimmy the Chef, and his wife, Priscilla, and Original Breeders League. I'll give shouts out, you know, to Resin Seeds in Spain. I got to give a shout out to Mario Delicatessen Seeds. Yeah, you know, those are, you know, the keys to all the land-raised seeds that we breed with and help do all the selection. My boy Alan, Alchemy. And, you know, we got a lot of, you know, new strains in the works that we're about to put out there. I got to give a shout out to Green Wolf. And also my boys at Third Gen and Dying Breed Seeds,
Green Wolf,
Jersey Mike.
Our dispensaries here in California, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to Green Wolf Dispensaries. You guys have won, I don't even know how many cannabis cups, right?
Yeah, they take the cake.
Over 20, 30, a fucking ton.
Yeah, Third Gen too. They just cleaned Third up Gen. At the Emerald Cup. You know, check out all their products. They do the best solventless, in my opinion.
And when you get to come to the wonderful recreational state of California, look up the 10 areas, and then up where you guys are up north, Eureka, from what I heard, is going to be recreational also. So if you're up in the northern areas, you're wondering where to go, West Hollywood is very blessed, because up and down these streets, you motherfucking tourists could come and smoke this shit and see Purple Haze Radio live on the Sunset Strip. And thank you guys for coming so early in the morning. Especially us stoners, man, we like to sleep in late, but because we wanted you guys on the East Coast to enjoy this wonderful show that we have, thank you guys for coming in and being with me.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Andrew.
Thank you.
Purple Haze Radio on Dash Radio. Tell your friends to download it. Put it in. It's in the cars. It's in the new models. If you have OEM updates and you can update your car, then fucking put it in. Dash Radio 75 stations. Acura, Toyota, Maserati, Porsche, all these different, GM, Ford, all these different cars are putting it in this year, Jaguar, let it rock and rock with Dash Radio and Purple Haze Radio, Cannabis Lifestyle Radio on Dash Radio. We got great talk shows, not just mine, and we got great live concerts. We're talking about Grateful Dead, Led Zeppelin, The Doors, yep, all playing at 7:10 p.m. on the Oil Hour. On the West Coast. So make sure you figure out, go on our chart. We'll have a clock to show you guys where we're at so you know where you are, wherever you are, all over the world. Come rock with us, come bake with us, come smoke with us, come puff with us, and enjoy Purple Haze Radio, a great creation that I created with thousands of songs, different categories, featured DJs from around the world, and enjoy all the wonderful sets that they put together for you. From DJ Sneak to Nikki Genesis to HDJ. To all the different DJs, check our featured DJ page on the website and check our updates for schedules, live concerts, and all the different things that we do here on Purple Haze Radio. My name is Andrew Pizzicalis. I'm the CEO of Purple Haze Radio. Thank you so much this morning for puffing and toughing with us. Thank you guys so much for coming on.
Yeah.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Let's get baked.
Thanks for having us.
And today I'm kind of feeling a little hungry. I mean, I got the munchies from all this oil and all this shit I've been smoking, so... I figured, guys, let's fucking get out of here.
Pizza's on the way.
Oh, pizza.
Vegan pizza with diet cheese and vegan sausage.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
It's going to be fire. Barbecue
stuff.
That's
how we're firing up today. Shout out to the vegan pizza eaters out there all over the world that maybe are like, oh, shit, that's a good idea. That's what I'm eating tonight.
Gluten-free.
And gluten-free. Another conversation we had on one of our other shows. Come puff with us, tough with us. Come hang with us on the next Wake and Bake show. We out. Puff tough.
Church.